What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show, hour number three. And we're talking here with Dave in Illinois, and we're talking about this constant drumbeat of Russia is evil, Russia is bad, Russia has got to go. Exactly the same kind of stuff we heard about Osama bin Laden or Saddam Hussein or Bashar al-Assad. They're just playing the same game all over again. And they're out there trying to scream that Russia was interfering in our elections. But nobody has found any evidence to support that. All of the election fraud that was discovered from 2016 was done domestically, and it all points back to the Hillary Clinton campaign. And
that's right.
Any real investigation is going to find that, and that's what they're afraid of.
Can I recommend that people check out this film? It's on YouTube. It's called The Browder Effect. It's brow, like eyebrow, D-E-R. And that's about the guy that's been going around making the circuit for years and years. And he's been like the anti-Russia lobbyist for the neocons. And anytime you hear Putin has killed journalists or Putin has killed all these people or he poisoned the Alexander Litvinenko or whatever, a lot of it traces back to this guy, Bill Browder, who's very mysterious. And this Russian documentary, and I can't prove that it's true, but it's interesting and people should see it so they have both sides. And Dana Rohrabacher tried to show it in the Congress, but they banned him. They banned him from showing it. But this Russian documentary claims to, you know, have proof that Bill Browder was with the CIA. He was working with Khodorkovsky, all the oligarchs, and working with McCain and the Rothschilds and folks like that, and they've been trying to take down Russia. Obviously, Russia is very rich with natural resources, their natural gas, you know, et cetera. And they're the backer of Iran, they're back of Syria. And so they need to take Russia down to have the hegemony that, you know, they dream about. So I would just recommend people check that out and make their own judgments.
Russia and China are two major roadblocks on the way to the one world government, and that's why sooner or later we're going to be at war with those countries, and I don't think the U.S. can win. I went to YouTube. I could not find the specific video you're talking about. If you would email me that URL for that video at YouTube, I'll post it at What Really Happened.
I will do it, Mike, and thanks. That's my comment.
All right. Well, thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to let you go, and the phone lines are open again. Let me take a quick look at that's right. Somebody wrote in to say, don't forget, George W. Bush told us all Saddam had nuclear weapons. So the man is a proven liar. All right, getting on back to Europe and integration, immigration. Refugees. Oh, wait a minute. We got another caller. Let's take a call from Alex in Florida. Aloha, Alex. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Not much, Mike. Let's not forget that George Herbert Bush and the CIA put the little girl up on the podium telling us that they were yanking children off incubators in Kuwait. And about 5 years later, it turned out that she had never left the state of California. And that's just par for course as far as concerned. They want war at any cost. And
yes.
I find it sickening that during the debate, when Hillary Clinton was either debating, I think she was debating Trump, where she mentioned that she would even use military force for a cyber attack. And we know that she is the one that created the whole Russian dossier stuff. So the fact that she would use military force, knowing that she made up the whole Russia collusion, is sickening. And I would think that that is treason and a war crime.
No, it's war crime, yes. Treason, technically, no. My view is that lying to people by the leader to trick those people into supporting a war of aggression against another nation which has not expressed any hostility, that is the highest of high crimes and misdemeanors. And we certainly saw it with the run-up to Iraq and the claim about weapons of mass destruction. We saw it in the run-up to the constant attacks on Syria with claims that Assad was gassing his own people, which really is between Assad and the Syrian people, even if it actually had happened. But again, they're selling us another war. And it's only a matter of time before we're going to find ourselves at war with Russia and China. And they are nuclear powers with very capable weapon systems. And I don't think the U.S. can win. And I think the people who are behind this war don't really care, because their goal is to sell more weapons and skedaddle with their money. And the bankers, they're perfectly happy to see this country destroyed, because they will loan us the money with which to rebuild at interest.
Yes. I think it is. I don't know what it is, but when you try to rig an election of a democracy, the biggest democracy in the world, supposedly the United States, I don't know if that's treason or what it is, but it should be punishable. That is wrong.
Well, it is. There are laws against election fraud. They are simply not being enforced, because everybody who's in power now is the beneficiary of election fraud. They don't want the system to change. That's why there was so much resistance to Donald Trump's Election Integrity Commission. And Trump finally had to shut it on down, because they were getting nowhere, because all of these state election commissions just stonewalled it and said, you don't get to come on in here and take a look at what we're doing.
Yeah, I believe that the world will stand up and outcry against us if we try to go to any other wars. I don't see us just doing it over the will of the earth, humanity. I don't see humanity saying that, oh, yeah, we believe the United States in this case, even though they've lied to us time in and time out. Every second they get to try to go to war, they have lied to us. And we've killed 2 million people on the war on terror so far. And we've spent $9 trillion, or they project it will be $9 trillion. And it's like Trump said, that would have rebuilt our total infrastructure 3 times.
Yes.
It's a disgrace that we're even having to listen to that George Herbert Bush war criminal. The fact that he gets the stage is disgusting. We need to ask
this is the younger Bush, George W. Bush. You're talking about his father, George Herbert Walker Bush.
That's right. Well, both of them. They both need to be questioned. That's right. They both need to be questioned on. Mr. Herbert Bush needs to be questioned on where he was when Kennedy was assassinated. And
they got a photo of him.
Yeah,
they got a photo of him in Dealey Plaza.
That's right. Wasn't he with the Bin Ladens at the Ritz-Carlton in New York on 9/11?
I don't know about that story, but I do know that George W. Bush was business partners with Osama Bin Laden's older brother, Salem Bin Laden, in a failed energy company. And then Salem Bin Laden died in a small plane crash, which seems to happen an awful lot. But the fact of the matter is the Bin Laden family are majorly into construction in the Mideast, and they get a lot of U.S. government contracts. And Osama Bin Laden, when he was growing up, he wasn't this religious fanatic. In fact, he was a playboy, had a lot of money, sports cars, and somehow he got tapped to be turned into this supposed leader of Al-Qaeda. And he was going to play at being, you know, this super villain. And I remember seeing a video, or rather a film that was shot of him. They were trying to make a propaganda movie about how terrible he was. And they gave him an AK-47. And he didn't know how to handle it. And in fact, it actually partly disassembled when he was holding it. And they had to come back in and fix it and put it together. Anyway...
Hey, Michael, I have one more thing. Do you remember?
Got to make it quick. We got a lot of phone calls.
Okay. Did you see the video where Bill Clinton was asked about 9/11 from a 9/11 truther at some one of his speeches, and he told that truth, or how dare you question this government. And I want to tell Bill Clinton, I want to ask him, how dare you not expect us to question everything that comes from this government? Everything.
Yes.
Okay, thank you, Michael.
All right, thanks an awful lot. And first of all, we're going to do a shout-out to our honor affiliates who have rejoined our network, and we're going to go back to the phone lines. Alex in Florida, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Alex, are you there? Okay, then let's switch over to Jeff in Georgia. Aloha, Jeff. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Good to talk to you, Michael. Can you hear me?
I can hear you just fine.
Oh, okay. Michael, I'm predicting that when they get to the bottom of this Russian hoax, you're going to see that you have an international Jewish cartel that's using the Clintons and others as puppets, as they have done for decades. And Michael...
Okay, I'm going to cut in right now. I'm going to cut in right now. Okay, Occam's razor applies. The simplest explanation is usually going to be the correct one. And what we're seeing here is that Hillary Clinton and the DNC tried to steal the election for Hillary in 2016, and they lost. They don't have the power to keep things covered up, and allegations of election fraud keep popping up. So what are they going to do? They're going to blame Russia for it. They're trying to put the blame off on somebody who's on the other side of the world, knowing that most of us could not actually go on over and check it out for ourselves. It's the same dirty trick that Ramses played on his own people with regard to the Hittites. Just tell a big lie, knowing ordinary people can't get up there and check it out for themselves. So that's basically the explanation. And it's very common for people who are on the verge of being caught committing a crime or a scandal to immediately accuse their opposition of it. And so that's where this whole thing about Trump colluding with Russia came from, because it was Hillary who was colluding with Russia over the Uranium One deal. And that should be very obvious at this point. And we don't need to imagine that there's some super committee that's over this thing. Let's just focus on what we know that's actually provable at this point.
Okay, Michael, remember, Trump, when Trump was campaigning, you know, Russia, we were going to get along with Russia. The oligarchy will not let that happen, Michael. And I'll tell you why. I mean, you know this better than I do. You know, in 1999, Putin comes to power. He replaces Yeltsin. In a few years, he throws Khodorkovsky in prison, who was the richest man in Russia, who was a Jewish. And he went after the oligarchs for stealing Russian resources. He was on the oligarchy hit list. They will not let us shake hands with Putin. He's Christian. We're Christian, and we need to be sitting down and getting the whole nuclear thing off the table. We need to be working together. We're not allowed to. This oligarchy, you know, I know full well. I've spent years studying Kennedy. They were at the center of the Kennedy planning and the cover-up in his coup d'etat. They've done many, many
George,
terrible things. And
George?
This is Jeff.
I'm sorry, Jeff. Jeff, you're coming across as obsessed on just one piece of the picture, okay? Because one of the reasons that relations with Russia have broken down is the military-industrial complex. They wanted the Cold War back, because it means more money, more rapid promotion. The U.S. government wanted the Cold War back. They wanted to have an enemy that would scare the American people and ensure our obedience. Then you had the weapons makers, obviously. They wanted the Cold War back. And then the other problem is that Putin took direct government control of Russia's private central bank in order to manage the public currency as a public utility. And that was pretty much the moment when Putin went to the very top of the U.S. government's special high interest targets list, because you don't cross those private central bankers. Okay?
Yes.
All right. Hey, well, thank you for the phone call, Jeff. We're going to let you go and switch over to Tony in Texas. Aloha, Tony. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Good afternoon, Professor Rivero. Hey,
thank you.
I've been listening to you for some time now, but excuse if you hear any noise in the background. I'm in transportation. But
okay.
What I want to ask is that I'm trying to explain, what's the best way to explain to one individual that, like, for instance, Iran, you know, they exchange goods, you know, I mean, using gold. They don't fall up under the fiat currency. And the one thing that out of their mouth is when I tell them, hey, you know, I mean, interest is bad, and then what they say is, then how do they make money? And so I'm just trying to get individuals to wrap their brain around that if there is interest, then you are not a slave to that person who loaned you that loan.
Well, that's one way to put it. But I think you need to differentiate between interest that's on a normal loan for, say, a mortgage or a car or something like that, versus having a private central bank that is issuing all of the public currency as a loan at interest. Because that is not this, and remind them, that's not the system that we had when we started as a country. In fact, the revolution was fought to free the American colonists from the slavery of the Bank of England, which was playing the same scam. They would print up these banknotes, these pieces of ink and paper. King George III said, this is the only currency you're allowed to use, and you have to borrow it from the Bank of England at interest. And it resulted in extreme poverty for the colonies, as it did for the ordinary people of Great Britain, and immense wealth for the Bank of England. And it's a scam. This country was started with having money that represented value. And today we're living under a system where the currency represents debt and enslavement to the private central bank.
So in essence, they, by them printing up this little piece of paper, they created control over the masses, because they pretty much expunged bartering.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. All right. That'll work. I'll explain to them in that essence. So.
Yeah. Just remind them that what we have as a banking system today is identical to the one we fought the revolution to break free of, only to be sold back into that same system of slavery by a corrupted Congress and a corrupt president 100 years ago.
All right. I appreciate it.
Okay. Good luck.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Tony. We're going to let you go, and the phone lines are open again. Now, here's an interesting story, and this goes back to the caller from England who was talking about how corrupt their politicians are in trying to force Britain to reverse on Brexit, or to have a Brexit that's a Brexit in name only. And this article kind of confirms that. This is reported in the Express in Great Britain. And basically it says, Brussels has voted to impose Berlin time on the UK and scrap British summertime even after Brexit. Well, following Brexit, Brussels will have nothing to say about it. But again, they're trying to just add these shackles and impediments. And again, it's all about the globalists, the New World Order, one world government. And it's got all these very powerful people who are all supporting the idea, because secretly they dream that one day their rear end is going to sit there on that golden throne of planet Earth. And it will be terrible for those of us who are not inside that little clique. Apparently there are major protests in Germany against refugees and immigrants who are now being perceived as taking over the country. Remember yesterday we were talking about Venice, Italy, is now the majority population are immigrants. And I can understand how the Germans and the Italians are feeling about this, and that partly because I've been there and I worked there. And so when we come back from this commercial break, I'm going to share a little bit of an insight with you. We'll be right back.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one from Amazon.com. I just wanted you to know I saw my doctor and I laughed because he said, I don't know what you're doing, but keep doing it. I have been taking Extendivite. I had borderline high blood pressure, heart flutter, high cholesterol. I changed my diet and included Extendivite with an amazing turnaround for the better. A few months later, I had a doctor's appointment and took a stress test. I passed. No heart flutter. Blood pressure was perfect. My doctor even took me off my medicine. I thank you truly from the bottom of my heart. This stuff works, and I'm so grateful for Extendivite. Thank you, Justin G. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
Women, and aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And we're talking about this story, how there are mass protests in Germany against refugees and immigrants taking over the country. Now, I got to spend some time in both Italy and Germany back in the 1980s as part of my work with Robert Abel and Associates. And I remember that everybody there was intensely proud of their country. They were intensely proud of the historical buildings, the icons that were there. Milan, Italy, of course, it was the Duomo The Last Supper, I got to see that one. Up in Munich was a residence museum and all of these things. And these people have grown up with all of this. This is part of their identity, is the world they have known growing up. And now they're being driven out of it. And that's why there is such hostility. So just take for a moment and think about something that was meaningful to you in your youth. Doesn't have to be something that you owned, just something that gave you a sense of pride. For people in New York, of course, that's going to be the Statue of Liberty, for example. And then imagine all of a sudden that a flood of refugees has come on in and made your neighborhood so dangerous that you feel compelled to move away from all you have known growing up. How would you feel about that? I know I wouldn't be very happy with that at all. I instinctively put down roots. I hate every time I have to move. So just imagine that for a moment. If you're in Los Angeles, the Hollywood sign, for example, or the Capitol Records building, imagine refugees and illegal immigrants coming on in and making the neighborhood so dangerous and undesirable, you're forced to leave and go elsewhere. Wouldn't you miss all of that that you had known? I mean, I wasn't, well, in a way, I was sort of driven out of Los Angeles over that Vince Foster affair. And I know it's not a pleasant place now, but there are still things that I identify with and miss, like the Magic Castle. That's where all this friction and hostility is coming from. And you would feel exactly the same way. Now, apparently, and this goes back to something else I was saying about the growing backlash against the New World Order. Article out of Breitbart. Record support for conservative, pro-sovereignty governments in Hungary and Poland. And basically, the polls are showing that the conservative anti-mass migration governing parties of Hungary and Poland are getting record support. And it's an indication that European Union unity on immigration is crumbling, which is why Brussels is now threatening military force. You will take refugees or we will invade you. Nearly three quarters of Polish voters believe President Andrzej Duda is performing well. A secret survey conducted by IBRIS said the Poland's ruling Law and Justice Party would pick up 47% of the vote if parliamentary elections were held this week, way ahead of its rival Civic Platform, which is a pro-EU, pro-migration party. People are getting tired of all this stuff. They're sick and tired of all of this stuff. And here we are. Here's the actual story. This is over at newswars.com. The European Union is threatening force against countries refusing migrants. And this is according to Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban. So Orban has posted a short video on Facebook summarizing the threat level. Threat leveled by Belgian Prime Minister Charles Michel at Hungary and allied governments. That's how scared the globalists are that their globalist dream is falling apart. They're ready to basically start a war to conquer the world. And I'm sure that's a big part of what's going on with U.S. militarism. Our leaders who are globalists are using our military to go on out and basically exert control over the rest of the world on behalf of Soros and the one world government people. Remember, we had that story that came on out the other day where there are U.S. special forces in three quarters of all the nations on planet Earth. Now, we don't know how many. It could just be a handful. But it is very telling just how far the U.S. military reach has gone. And it's also a reminder, we don't know everything that this government is doing. Remember, it caught everybody by surprise that we had forces in Niger. Anyway, this donation by Soros, £400,000 to a campaign to stop Brexit, has resulted in a backlash. And they're basically members of parliament are telling Soros to butt out. That it's none of his business what's going on in Brexit. And they're absolutely correct. All right, we're going to take another break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guaranteed. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking about immigration, migration, and apparently there is yet another reason for people in London to be angry. It's come on out that there are now neighborhoods. This was supposed to be kept secret, but it's been exposed by the Daily Star and Rebel Media. And basically what it is, these are neighborhoods where the government of London has said that these properties cannot be offered to any British people. They are reserved for Muslim occupants. And basically we have a government that is discriminating against its own people. And this has provoked a very angry reaction, as well it should. Now, there was this German feminist, and hang on a second, I didn't copy her name over to the talking points. I'll get it up here in just a sec. Anyway, she's a German feminist social justice warrior, and originally she was fully on board with immigration and open borders. Her name is Rebecca Sommer, and now she's admitting she got it wrong. And Germany's been wrecked. She says it's too late to save Germany, and she's getting ready to leave the country. It's also a little too late for any kind of an apology. If you'd actually thought all of this through, instead of just getting caught up in the jingoism and this liberal ideology, if you thought it all through, you could have predicted, as we did, what was really going to happen when the borders came down. Now, the other thing that George W. Bush said today, aside from Russia's interference in the 2016 election, for which there is no proof whatsoever. Meanwhile, there's tons of proof. Hillary was cheating. We need to keep our eye on that. The other thing he said is regarding immigrants, we ought to say thank you and welcome them. And basically he was saying that the U.S. needs to welcome immigrants and thank them for doing the jobs that Americans won't do. Well, that is one of the biggest lies coming from the open borders people. There are almost 100 million Americans willing and able to work who haven't found a job in months, if not years. They're willing to work. They're willing to be given the jobs. There's no such thing as jobs that Americans won't do. The reason they want the immigrants is twofold. The immigrants are willing to work for less. The illegal immigrants, they're not paying any taxes. So that costs the employers less. You need to remember that when you work for a company, there's not only the withholding that's being taken out of your check. The employer pays a tax for the government's permission to hire you. And between the employer's tax and what the withholding in your check, if you add them together, you find out government actually makes more money off your labor than you do. But that's another issue entirely. But for George W. Bush to say we welcome the immigrants because they're going to do the jobs Americans won't do. I'd like to hear an example of what he means by that. What is a job that immigrants will do that Americans won't do? I think for decent wages and salaries, Americans will pretty much do anything. Americans have cleaned out the sewers and storm drains. Americans will mow the lawn. I remember when I was a kid, mowing the neighbor's lawn was a good way to earn money during the summer. Now you need a city license to do that. Now, up in Sweden, there's a 55-year-old man who was hit with a fine of about $1,200 U.S. for committing a crime of opinion. And he wrote on Facebook that the Muslims, refugees, migrants, account for a lot of gang crime in Sweden and other violent stuff like rapes. Now, what he said is factually true. But Sweden, which has become this liberal paradise with a liberal government and there are bike lanes everywhere, and even Jeremy Clarkson was making fun of them for this stuff. But now they have come out with this idea, a crime of opinion. It is now a crime in Sweden to have an opinion and apparently to state what is obvious to everybody. Sweden has become the rape capital of Europe. Now, over in Denmark, they've come up with what I think ought to be seen as a workable solution to this migration problem. And what they have is a plan that changes the way refugees come to Denmark. And what they're going to do is they're not going to have the open borders anymore. What they're going to do is they're going to set up reception centers outside Europe, probably down in Africa, where those who are seeking refugee status in Denmark will live while their case is examined. And they will not be allowed into Denmark unless they are legally granted refugee status. Now, I can already imagine the globalists in Brussels are going to scream bloody murder over this, because their model is just let everybody in and then do the paperwork to process the refugees. And those who don't meet the qualifications will eventually somehow be convinced to go back home. All right, we're going to take another phone call here. Dave in Missouri, welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Hello?
Are you doing all right?
Dave, are you there? We seem to have a bad phone connection.
I will call back in.
All right, please do. Please do. Hopefully we'll get it right. Apparently, over in Greece, there was what was supposed to be a small protest. And apparently, it's basically turned into mass rioting. It's already being described as a possible revolution. And a lot of it has to do with the fact that the Greeks have voted in government after government after government that has promised to free them from the economic slavery of the European Central Bank, and the new politicians will get in. And it just as was the case with Donald Trump, somehow they are convinced to just let things go on the way they've been going on. And so the Greeks are out there, huge, huge crowds. And a lot of people are already drawing parallels to the 1843 revolution. All right, looks like Dave is back. Aloha, Dave. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yes, sir. Is this any better?
Yeah, much better.
Very good, very good. You know, Mike, you may have covered this, but you know I'm one of those late listeners. And but it just, we were all waiting. We knew whenever the House Intelligence Committee report was going to drop, the memo, we knew to expect some diversion to get all of the talking heads on the MSN off of anything other than the memo. And then the market just takes a nosedive. And, you know, you've lived long enough to know as well as I do, there are no coincidences when it comes to things like that. And so, you know, would they destroy trillions of dollars of wealth in the economy to change the topic when their hands caught the cookie jar? Well, they would do anything to do that. And so I don't know that we could ever prove it. But to me, you know, I mean, I was kind of almost, I was worried about the Super Bowl or any other major false flag. But to me, what we're seeing in the markets is nothing more than just a change of course, try to get the MSM off of the memo, off of the reality of the fact that the Democrats did absolutely commit frauds and crimes of treason against this nation, not just to manipulate an election, but to ultimately maintain control of the power structure so that they could get by with all of the crimes that they had committed and no one would ever hold them to account. And, you know, it's encouraging to me, Mike, because, I mean, you're almost, you know, you're coming along, and I'm with you in the back seat on this. I can't ever see Hillary actually paying the price of her crimes, but man, I mean, to see us inching closer and to see that reality become an envisionable prospect, whereas it's always been just over the rainbow stuff, we can expect the power players to do anything. So that they're going to crash the market? Sure they are. And, man, you said something about Sweden, breaks my heart. You know, I hate to just say white Christian civilization has been a boom to mankind in technology, because we've also done very evil things. But we have the civility and culture that come from Christian community, okay? I mean, Christian ethics, however you want to define it, love your neighbor as yourself, treat folks like you want to be treated, better to be just than to be a lying, fraud, piece of garbage, you know, because your kids are going to grow up in your image.
Okay, Dave,
you know,
Dave,
kind of stuff,
Dave,
yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah, are you coming to some kind of a conclusion or point? Because it sounds like you just...
I am. To see countries like Sweden, Switzerland, Germany, you know, bastions of Christian civilization just overrun by these hordes with no stops in place to protect civility, to me, that is probably the greatest crime against humanity that we've seen in our lifetime. And I just wanted to get your take on, you know, of course, I'm sure you agree, they will crash the markets. They'll do anything to try to change the conversation off of them caught with their hand in a cookie jar, that they need to be held criminally responsible for their crimes against humanity, treason against the United States. And so anything is likely to happen at this juncture. I just hadn't heard you make that point, but I'm sure you probably did.
Well, I'm not making that point because I don't agree with you. I don't
really
think that,
okay,
this market was being deliberately taken down, because the damage from it isn't just going to hit the American people. Remember, all these people in government, all these members of Congress, they all have stock portfolios. If they try and deliberately take on the market, they're literally making themselves poorer, and that's something politicians don't like to do.
They've also got other golden parachutes and other angles, you know.
Okay, Dave, okay, you got to listen to me for here a little bit. I think,
okay,
I suspect I suspect. The distraction from the FISA memo was supposed to be the derailment of that train full of Republican lawmakers on their way to their retreat. It didn't work on out. And I think that's why they're kind of panicking now. But we've been aware of how fragile the stock market is, for quite a long time. Experts have been saying a correction is overdue, and it looks like it's happening now. I think the problem is they couldn't stop it from happening.
Well, and you know, to me, I mean, I really did not see Trump as a fool, but the more he touted the rise of the market, knowing that it was a bubble, you almost got to wonder, where's this boy been for what now, 70 years? I mean, he's watched the markets. He's seen these bubbles play out. Why are you going to beat your chest on something that you know is going to pop at any minute, and then they're going to use your words against you? So, to me, that was a very foolish thing, was for him to pin his economic genius on the markets, because the markets have never reflected the best interest of the American worker, usually quite the opposite. It's the shareholder. And so, that's what the markets reflect. So, for him to say, oh, we're creating X number of jobs, or, we're adding this to the economy, when it's just stock market value gain, that would be the last thing I would point at as a president who had ever seen a market cycle. But that's just, that's just kind of my take on it. Where has he been for 70 years if he didn't see a bubble coming?
Okay, Dave, sorry to cut you off. You made your point. I've given you my perspective on it. We're running out of time here, so I'm going to have to say thank you and let you go and get on back to the news here. And again, I want to caution everybody, Occam's razor, the simplest explanation is generally the correct one. And I know that there is something very tempting about trying to work out a fabulously complex theory of conspiracy and power play. And there's probably a lot of material out there that would support that kind of thinking. But generally, go for the simplest explanation and go for what we know is a fact and can document now and just proceed on that. And the speculation serves no good unless you actually have evidence back it up here. I'm sorry to hesitate, but I got something. Hang on a second. And apparently one of my advertisers is playing bad again here. Okay, we've got a caller, Joe in Rhode Island. Aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Thank you, Mike. The new sanctions by the United States of North Korea, do you have any information on that? And if you do, what kind of pressure would this be in the region?
Well, it depends on how many other countries are willing to go along with the sanctions. Right now, we don't know exactly what they're going to be. We just have Mike Pence over there on the Korean Peninsula talking tough and insisting we're going to hit North Korea with more sanctions. We're not going to talk with them. They've gone back to this attitude of North Korea will do what we say or we will do bad things to them. I kind of liked it better when North and South Korea were talking about reunification. And obviously, that's something the United States does not want to have happen.
Okay. The other thing is, Mike, four states, you reported a while back, I believe, if I got this right, four states are being investigated by the Department of Justice of the Department of Transportation in those states. Did I get
yes.
that right? Any developments on that?
I haven't heard any developments on that right now. I haven't really been looking. I'm very much focused on what's coming out about the FISA memo and the collapse of the Russian collusion, Trump-Russia collusion claim. And I'm still wondering why Mueller still has a job. He's spent $10 million and he's come up with absolutely zip. He's had a few indictments that are completely unconnected with the Trump campaign.
It sounds like
okay.
the tables have flipped.
Well, we certainly hope so. I mean, it's been a long time coming. And right now is not a time for us to pull back and relax. Now's the time to push as hard as we've ever pushed in terms of getting this stuff out there to the American people. Because clearly, the corporate media doesn't want to pay attention to this, and now they're going to have a week of the Olympics to hide all of this stuff behind.
Yeah, that's right. Hey, let it all come out, Mike.
I agree. We're going to have to let you go. We're going to have to let you go. We've got to do a commercial break. I got two more calls that we're going to try and fit in our last segment. So we'll be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354, or visit MIG911.com.
Was swept away. Did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Last segment of our program today. We're going to try and fit in two calls here. Lenny in California, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yes, immigration of the forced immigration on the Europeans that you were speaking about earlier. Like you, I too have traveled and worked there. And I can say that those people treated me with the greatest of respect. simply because I gave the same respect to them. And like you,
yes.
I can appreciate their culture. That's why I went, was to experience a different culture and appreciate another people's culture, okay, and not have to deal with someone's an alien culture imposed upon them. So I can imagine everything that you're saying, and it's been Greece, it's been Italy, it's been Chechnya, it's been Germany, and I truly enjoyed it. They respected me, I respected them, and we came away with a healthy respect for one another. But with that being said, I want you to imagine one more thing. Imagine that this happened to you, and you were a Palestinian, and you want to leave, but you can't.
Okay.
Okay, that's it.
All right, well, interesting perspective here, and Lenny, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. We got time for one more phone call from Mateus in Canada. Aloha, Mateus. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I like that last call, Lenny. I heard him a few other times, and I keep calling in. Anyway, regarding the robot police cars that are being deployed experimentally right now, so what it is, it's a self-driving car that can pull you over and give you a speeding ticket. And I just want to say there's an ulterior motive here, because it would be a lot easier just to hook up your odometer and ticket you when your odometer gets too fast. It'd be way cheaper, way safer, way easier. That's not what they're trying to do here. What they're trying to do is they're slowly rolling out the complete enslavement of humanity by robots for probably an eventual extermination event to get us down to that 500 million. It's so dangerous what's going on here, how we're handing our entire society over to these machines. The whole point is...
I agree with you for economic reasons. I don't think they need a robot police force if they're planning a major depopulation effort, because all they need to do is come up with some designer illness where they say this is going to kill off 90% of the population, like Ebola Mayinga.
Well, they need slaves. They're always going to need slaves, no matter what. Slaves.
No, the robots are the slaves.
Slaves. Just give me a chance here. They're going to need slaves no matter what. Right now, the humans are the slaves. They want to transfer us over to the robots being the slaves, but they still need the humans just for a little bit longer to finish building the robot infrastructure. And we're already halfway there, and they're already phasing this out. That's why our sperm counts are down and our illnesses are up. Anyway, say no to...
Okay, we're at the end of the show. We're at the end of the show, Mateus. Thank you very much. I disagree, obviously, with this idea. The reason for sperm counts are down is bad food, toxins in our food. Anyway, we got to sign off now for Mateus here. It's the end of our show, and obviously I'd like you to stay for John Stadmiller's program. He's got a lot of interesting things to share with you. We'll be back here tomorrow on Republic Broadcasting. Meanwhile, call to Rivero's Rangers. Keep saving up all this information about the FISA memo, the Grassley memo, the fact that there's a criminal complaint against some of these people starting to happen. And just keep putting it in front of everybody that you know. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can.
handle the truth.